Do not touch your phone. Right after today's tech update, we're diving into a must-hear call from my weekend Kim Komando show that you can get as a podcast. It's called Kim Komando Today. Well, 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 TikTok is suing America. Let's take a look at that argument. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. A new law forces TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to sell TikTok. ByteDance is nothing more than a shill for the Chinese communists, a country we may be at war with someday soon. The lawsuit claims America's violating TikTok's First Amendment rights by forcing its parent to sell it. What? If we were violating TikTok's free speech rights, we would be controlling it, which we're not. If we were in control, there'd be no need to pry it free from the Chinese. 170 million Americans, mostly kids, spend at least 90 minutes per day every single day on TikTok. Lecturing us on the First Amendment is a perfect example of how communist China, a country whose citizens have no rights, is lying and manipulating young Americans. Get smart tricks for all your devices delivered free. Get my newsletter at getkim.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Yes, another brilliant call from my weekend show. You're going to love it. Here it is. Lynn in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hello there, Lynn.
I have a question for you, but first I want to say I followed your work for years, and thank you for bringing safety and sanity to the crazy world of technology.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Lynn. That's very sweet of you.
My question is about phones. I have executive clients with very sensitive issues, and so I have a landline and a basic cell phone, and am I doing the best for very strict confidentiality requirements for them and for me?
You're talking about the cell phone, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're really smart to call, because a lot of people wouldn't even think about that. They just assume, oh, well, I'm on a cell phone. Everything's great. You know.
Oh, no. They scare me. Smartphones really scare me.
Well, because you know that they really are just mini little computers that we're carrying around.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so much more capabilities. And a lot of people get freaked out because, you know, we've been talking about going hiking in Patagonia, and suddenly we start getting Facebook ads. We're like, what happened with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why it's good to have a healthy dose of paranoia, especially if you're dealing with HIPAA or any type of sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
So with the phone itself, it's a good idea to install some security software on it. And if you are dealing with any type of sensitive information, is to use a VPN, virtual private network, that will encrypt your connection and will mesh things up, so anybody who could actually intercept it, they won't be able to get it. Make sure you have all the updates. No apps unless you use them. Okay, I mean, mm-hmm. You know how we're all guilty of that. We just download apps like crazy because, like, oh, let's try that. And then we just leave them on our phone only to find out later that now we got 5 pages of apps and we didn't only use like 4 or 5.
But, well, that's why I only have a basic cell instead of a smartphone, because I know that it's easy access to all my clients. Anybody can hack in and get my client list, and I cannot have that.
Yeah, which, you know what, if that's really the case, then maybe you just stick with a really basic flip phone, but it still is important that you maintain any type of security updates. And if you are so inclined, is to install a security package onto that phone. But I know it's really hard today to conduct business on a flip phone because everybody's texting. Everybody's doing that. And if you want texting, there are encrypted text messages that you can, messaging programs use like Telegram and Signal. But it sounds like this is probably something that we're just better not even going near. I can't imagine what kind of information this may be. But if it has you concerned this much, then I want you to sleep at night. And so you're probably better off just using a basic phone. Thank you so much for your call, and also for your kind words. I really appreciate that. It's nice to hear. Oh, big hugs for listening. Now, if you have a tech pickle that you want me to sort out, head over to commando.com and hit that email Kim button. I sift through every single email you send my way. Now, if you want the lowdown on the digital world every single day in your inbox, head over to getkim.com and just sign up for my free daily newsletter. You're going to love it.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.